We are going to talk to a number of guests in the mobile payment space and how information technology is being used to create new innovations in the way we pay for things, the way we transfer money, and really take an in-depth look at the changing payment ecosystem, both in the U.S. and globally. And to that effect, my first guest in this segment is Alex Murphy, senior mobile analyst at WorldRemit and an expert on the mobile payments ecosystem.
WorldRemit is an online money transfer company. We enable transfers from about 50 different send countries to over 110 receive countries. And we do that through a variety of different options. You can send money, but we're entirely online and mobile, which is in and of itself an innovation. And we see that as being very future-oriented for the business. But we do that through three primary channels, bank transfer. You can do a cash pickup, airtime transfer, and then also, and what I'm here to talk about today, and what I focus on, is mobile money, which is a service that is almost exclusively available in the developing world. It is a type of service that enables ordinary people like you and me to use our mobile phone to store electronic value and use that electronic value to make a payment, say a bill payment, send money to somebody else, to save money, and then it, you know, that extends into other financial services, which I'd be happy to get into. But primarily it's for unbanked users. And just to give you a sense of the scale of that, mobile money is available actually in 89 countries around the world. There are over 260 services of mobile money that are enabling users to do all of those different types of transfers that you just that we talked about.
Right.
It's grown incredibly rapidly. So in 2012, we were aware that there were about 30 million active users globally. That number increased to 60 million in 2013, and it is over 100 million today of active mobile money users around the world. And it's now available as far, you know, in places as far away as Paraguay, Bangladesh, Bolivia, Pakistan, Colombia, all over different continents. About 60% of the developing world has some kind of mobile money service available to users who don't have a bank account.
So it seems like there is an interesting dichotomy, right? So one is clearly the world that doesn't have a large penetration of banking services and where mobile technology is introducing these innovations. And then in a more sort of developed world where, yes, we have the banking services, we have the credit cards, but we are also moving into different forms of payment mechanisms, whether it's Apple Pay, whether it's Square.
It's very interesting to think about that in terms of an evolution, really, because if you look at the kind of context in which something like mobile money has emerged out of the developing world, you could point to the kind of recognition of a need for greater convenience, a need for a service that enables of micro transactions on a really small scale that, you know, to all intents and purposes, were just not available to low-income users with the existing banking infrastructure. That also pertains to, you know, the fact that often bank branches are in urban centers, and a lot of people outside of those urban centers would have to travel long distances to receive, to put in a deposit, to take out money, to withdraw, or even in the international money transfer industry, that's also the case, to travel a long distance. In terms of the developed world, you could also look at it in terms of convenience. You know, you and I are used to going into a store and paying either with cash or with a bank card. So perhaps, you know, if we are banked, we haven't necessarily got the immediacy of that, and yet we still see that taking place in the context of Apple Pay and Google Wallet. So it's an interesting kind of juxtaposition.